From the start, Kelly Barker has been frank. It was just before Thanksgiving a year ago when we first met. We talked at her kitchen counter, and she told me about the day-to-day anxiety of being out of work.
I think when I didn't have enough money for food, like, I started running low on basic things, I think is really when it started to hit me.
It was a surprising thing to hear, sitting in her comfortable suburban home. Barker said it was surprising to her, too. She has a college degree. She'd never had any trouble finding a job. Her life had been secure enough that she'd never been without dental insurance. Yet here she was, full of fear about what might come next.
What if my car doesn't start? What if I get sick and have to go to the doctor? I don't have that, you know, money to do it. I'm that tight. I have enough to pay my house payment and to pay my utilities and to put food on the table.
She was relying on food stamps and unemployment insurance, and she was in for an up-and-down year. She found temp work that she hoped would turn long-term, but it didn't. She counted down her remaining weeks of unemployment benefits and scrambled to find another short-term job. Finally, 3 weeks ago, a joyful email landed in my inbox. The subject line was written in all caps, "Employed in Idaho," it said. The next time we met, it wasn't at Barker's home. It was at a restaurant on her lunch break. Barker slid into the booth, brightly dressed and wearing a big smile. She told me about getting the best news she's had in a very long time.
When I was hired, I had to go outside and run around the block and let it out so no one could see me because I was so excited.
It's just the kind of job she hoped to land, a marketing position at a mid-sized company where she thinks she'll be able to learn and grow. It pays well, she says. She has benefits.
First person I called was my mom and my dad, and I was just elated, I guess. I don't even know. I can't put it into words. It finally came.
Barker is radiant, but she says her year and a half of joblessness, the hard times and the challenges, those will stay with her. She keeps thinking about people who haven't had her luck, people who maybe started out in less stable situations than her own, and who are still out there every day looking for work. She wants them to take heart.
You have to have faith, and you just have to take each day one day at a time and know that things will change.
Barker says that certitude got her through. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.